Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. We are focused on real practical, applicable motivation. Mm-hmm. And I think based on the feedback so far, you guys are getting it. So, Julie, welcome to today's podcast.
Yes, and I have to say there is a whole lot of discussion about a whole bunch of things on our Facebook page today. I won't go over all of it. But, you know, our listeners are doing lots of deals, getting in lots of negotiations, and I have to say I'm really proud of our private Facebook group with our premier coaching members because they're so supportive and helpful of each other, and they reach out to our coaches here when they need extra help. They post their successes and their challenges. So I think it's a really – I kind of think of it as our coaching family. So kudos to you guys who are posting, helping each other out, and displaying all of your victories, especially as results from the things that you get, like what we're doing in our podcast today and certainly what we do in our premier coaching program. So back to you, Tim, but I've got a couple of quick shout-outs.
And for all the dozens of you that try to get into the private Facebook group, that group is only available for premier coaching members, and we do check. So it's only available for premier coaching members. So you want to be in on that group, you have to join premier coaching. So, Julie, anything else that you saw that you've seen interesting from all your coaching calls and interactions with our clients? Any other major shifts in the wins that you're picking up on? Because I've certainly picked up on a few today.
Well, I would say by and large, many of our listeners as well as our coaching clients are having their biggest months ever, if not their biggest quarters mm-hmm. ever. So there's a lot of discussion about a sort of newfound time management stress that they're all under. You know, that's a lot of people to manage. If you think about the average real estate transaction, somebody counted once, and I think it's probably true, has more than 40 people involved between home inspectors, the other agent, your clients, their clients, title people, mortgage people, all that kind of stuff. So when you have multiple transactions closing at once, which all of you with your biggest months ever have, then you got to be pretty organized, and you got to keep after yourself and have your priorities set for the day and still be mindful of your most important job, your number one job in real estate, which is continuing to generate what's going to happen next quarter and first quarter. So that's something that not everybody has started to really be great at just yet. I think it's a nice problem to have personally, but it's certainly a challenge and something we discuss a lot in Premier Coaching. So back to you.
I agree with what you said. I'm noticing a lot of folks that are experiencing, I'm going to call it newfound wealth. You guys are having
yes.
your best months. Some of you are having
great.
Your best years ever. And you guys are all asking, which is fantastic, obviously. And you guys are all asking us financial planning questions. I'm getting a lot of emails about buying rentals and things like that. Here's what I want you guys to do. Remember, and what I'm telling you right now, I'm talking to the thousands, the 100,000 or so that listen to us every day, but I'm also talking specifically to all of our coaching members. I know some of you guys are finding yourselves with more money than you've ever experienced before, but here's what I want you to do. Don't spend it. I want you to put it into an account. Let's worry about what to do with it later, like in the next 5 months, because you have to stay drilled down. What I'm seeing some of you guys do, you're starting to spend way too much time worrying about bullshit and not focused on what you need to be doing to help people and make money. So do not worry about the accounting and the CPA and the rest of it. Put the money into a bank account. Do not spend it. Save it. We will figure out, and I'll go over with you guys. Again, this is all stuff that's on our past podcast, but this is not the time of year to be doing endless meetings with, you know, financial planners and accountants. This is the time of year when you go out and you take listings and you make money. We are coming up to a time of year when you have lots of forced downtime, whether you want to have it or not. We have 5 months left this year. You guys are going to have a whole bunch of time to do nothing towards the end of the year. You know, 2 weeks in November where you're going to have, no matter how hard you want to work, people aren't going to want to deal with you because they're going to be basting their turkeys. 2 weeks in December, arguably 3 or 4 weeks into if you conclude the first couple weeks in January. So the bottom line is lots of time to be doing those types of activities. Now you have to stay focused. And I'm going to give you another thing that I've been noticing, Julie, and I think you've been noticing mm-hmm. this as well. People, I'm going to say what Julie and I internally refer to this time of year as and what we have for the past 20 years. We call it TFW. Now, I'm not going to use the middle word because it's a bad one, but it's total fluffing war, okay? Now, that's the mindset. Do you think fluffing, you think they understood what I meant?
I think they can translate. Total, I hope so.
Total fluffing. How about this? It also, it rhymes with fluffing. It rhymes with effing. It rhymes with, okay, anyway.
See,
I don't get yelled at by Julie afterwards. Remember, you guys, I made it. Yes, that's right. Okay. So this time of year is what we call TFW. Write this in your notes. It's TFW. Now, I'm going to give it to you guys straight. I'm going to give it to you as if you were one of our personal coaching clients. Like, if you were on the phone with me right now, what I'd be making sure is that you are in TFW mode, because now is the time of year when you start setting yourselves up for next year. If you're not in TFW mode now, you're going to miss the opportunity to take listings. This is the time of year, guys, not necessarily like this day, this week, but you're going to notice over the next 60 days, really starting obviously the next 30 days into the next 60 days, you're going to start seeing the offices, your real estate brokerages, people are going to stop working, agents are going to stop showing up, agents are going to start making excuses why the market's slower, everyone's going to start making excuses why they're not having to work as hard. TFW, what you need to do is you need to be like a Navy SEAL, go into stealth mode. You need to start going after all the business that these guys are leaving on the table, because they're being lazy, because they're not in TFW mode. You get it? You have to act counterintuitively. That's the reason that so many of you guys are having such phenomenal years. It's because you listened to us last year, this time of year, third and fourth quarter of 2016, and you're still getting the momentum, living off the momentum. You guys established relationships and built momentum in a time of year when everybody else was basically letting all the wind out of their balloon. The problem with that is if you allow yourself, and I know it's just July, and you guys are thinking, what the hell is Tim talking to me about? This is normally something he would hold off till October to talk about, saying what he's saying now. No, because now we're in TFW mode, because I'm seeing lots of you who are you've made more money, you're starting to get complacent, you're starting to get lazy, you're not doing what you were supposed to be, we're not doing what you did last year, this time of year, and earlier this year to make it so you're having your best years ever, which means you're setting yourself up to have really crappy 2018s. And I cannot allow that to happen. So stay in TFW mode, guys. Lock into your daily minimum standards. Lock into building your listing inventory. Work when other people aren't going to work. Do what other people aren't willing to do. There are still sellers out there, and the beautiful thing, and again, and you'll see this really and obviously in about 60 days, is all the other agents get out of the business. All the other agents basically start worrying about basing their turkeys, and, you know, you'll start seeing who the real serious players are. Now, they might still show up to the Tuesday office meetings. They might still act like they're in real estate, but trust me when I tell you, they're not doing the lead follow-up. They're not making the lead generation calls. They're not doing the activities necessary to generate business, because they do not know about TFW. Now you do. Do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, guys, and ever-increasing long-term success will come on the other side of that. If you allow yourself to be complacent, if you allow yourself to be like everybody else and stop working, if you allow yourself to treat November, December as time off and the last week in October as time off, and you're going to take 2 weeks off around when your kids go back to school or whatever, if you're going to be like that, then step out of the way for the other people that are in TFW mode. You don't deserve the success that they do, okay? That is the bottom line, guys. You got to stay focused this time of year. Don't let it get by you. You will take momentum into next year that other people will just think you somehow have superpowers, but the reason that you have listings, the reason you're making a lot of money, the reason you're paying your house off, the reason you have no debt, the reason you have rental properties, the reason that you have this incredible life of abundance is because you did what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level with a mindset of service, and I know it's extra hard going into fourth quarter. That's what we have to start thinking about. That's what coaches are about. Coaches are supposed to tell you what's on the horizon. Coaches are supposed to make you do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Coerce you, bribe you, threaten you, do whatever it takes to get you guys to perform at your highest level. And that is really the bottom line. And here's the thought, guys. And don't ever lose contact with this. Our highest and truest purpose on this planet is to be of service to other people. Even if you don't get that, because you're still mired in this, I need to find my passion and doing, you know, basically the exact opposite of actually being a professional, those types of thoughts, if you're still transitioning over to our way of thinking, which is, by the way, the way of thinking of every successful person there ever was and ever will be, you will discover that you're going to be alone on that journey because so many other people are going to try to discourage you from doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do at the highest level. Stay connected to us, guys. You will experience success quicker than you think as long as you stay on the path. And again, back to Julie's point, so many of you guys are experiencing so much success. You're experiencing really what can only be described as wealth. For the first time in your lives, you have money in the bank, you have money coming in. Do not become complacent. Do not get lazy. Do not wait to be broke before you actually get back into doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do at the highest level. Do not not work this time of year into fourth quarter and then tell yourself you're going to kick it back up at the beginning of next year. That doesn't work. That's the failure's approach to this business. That's how losers approach this business. You guys are locked into Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching, whether you're members or whether you're just listening to our podcast. Do not allow that to happen. TFW, baby! All right, I had to get that off my chest.
Soapbox over. But you know what's interesting, Tim? What the agent sees and feels and does in the moment when they're finding that wealth, when they're having those closings and they're seeing those checks is so different than what the coach sees, right? They see, you know, always imagine, you know, remember the Bugs Bunny? I know millennials won't understand this, but you can find it on YouTube. There's a Bugs Bunny that was Bugs Bunny's in the desert, and he's burrowing through, and he finds treasure, and he goes, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, and he's tossing the coins up. I always think that's like the agent's mindset, which is great at the time. Here's what the coach hears. On the road to complacency, figure they've got it covered, got to keep my foot in them, right? And that's such totally different thoughts. You're
good
right. It's the job
that.
Of us. Yes. Good coaches will see not just 30 days down the line. I mean, we do celebrate with you. We're proud of you. That's awesome. You know, we want to be Bugs Bunny in the desert with you. But a great coach is going to say, you know what? What's happening 60 days, 90 days, first quarter next year? If you live in a snowy climate, what's going to happen on your first blizzard? You're going to be starving to death? Not to go negative, but to go motivational, you have to be thinking ahead. And the first thing that gets dropped when you get busy is the lead generation. So, Tim, I think you're right to do your mini rant about this. And it does feel a little bit like what we do in October is happening a little bit sooner because they're seeing that success a few months sooner
it's because
of their spring work, though. But go ahead.
They're realtor rich. That's what we got. Of course we make fun of you guys, right? And a lot of you guys are experiencing realtor rich. You had a good month, maybe a good 3 months, and you're now basically stopping to work. You're taking too much time off. Oh, you're showing up, but what are you doing instead? You're now taking the calls from the guys trying to sell you leads. You're tweaking your website. You're thinking, holy shit, I'm the big baller in my office. I need to work on my brand. That's what you guys are starting to do. I read the emails, folks. I read the chats. Do not get away from the core activities. This is not a difficult job. Get into the real estate treasure map. Discover what your magic number is. Do the 3 to 5 minimum standards you have to do every day. Put all your best efforts into being listing agents. Get your listings up to the magic number of listings you need to have, and then maintain it. TFW. So here's a question. Today's call was about motivation. Julie and I were just motivating you with facts. We're motivating with practical, tactical information that you need to have in order for you to actually continue to move the ball down the field and into the end zone. Okay? So we're going to take a quick break, 45 seconds. I need to top off my caffeine. Some of you guys will argue whether I need more caffeine, but I do. When we come back, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and Julie's going to get more into the weeds with you guys, determining exactly your numbers so that you can stay focused. Give us a quick break. We'll be back in a sec.
Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris is brought to you in part by FirePoint.
Growing a real estate business is all about knowing your numbers. Long-term success in real estate is knowing how to capitalize on those numbers daily. As the head of your team, whether it's 1, 100, or even 1,000 people, FirePoint is the all-in-one business solution for you. Created by agents for agents, FirePoint is more than just another CRM. FirePoint offers a complete picture of your business, from lead generation to team management and accountability, and the best return on investment reports in the industry. FirePoint is the solution that is focused on what matters, showing you the most profitable path to more closed transactions. Schedule a free demo at firepoint.net.
Miss Julie, jump back in.
Yes. Okay. So just before we get back into this, quick shout out on the Facebook page. Thank you for posting your fantastic picture, Latrivia Palacios, in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Tim and I have actually been to Rancho Cucamonga. For those of you living in Iowa or Ohio, that is a real place, and that really is the name. And she
Isn't
posts
that where
her...
the Nixon thing is? Yeah. Isn't that where the Nixon
Memorial you're in the right neighborhood.
Is?
Somewhere over there.
Okay.
I think you and I actually bought a car over there, too. But she says, number 24 is her Harris rule. Make today's decisions based on what you want tomorrow's reality to be. I think that kind of plays into what you were just talking about, Tim. Make today's decisions based on what you want tomorrow's reality to be. And she has a great picture there pointing to that rule. So nice job. And then I also wanted to give a shout-out to Jeanette Haas, who was smart enough to ask for extra help from Coach Rochelle about getting some BPOs done. And she posted a nice big thank you on Facebook to Coach Rochelle. So I always say kudos to you for asking for help. So many of you get frustrated and then do nothing. So let us help you when you need help. And then we're going to jump right back in to practical, tactical, getting clear on what you're in this business for in the first place and how you're actually going to achieve it. Not if, but how. And yesterday we talked a lot about, ultimately, you got into this business because you wanted freedom in lots of different fashions. Freedom to not have a cap to your paycheck. Freedom to perhaps live anywhere in the world or in the country that you wish. Freedom to not have a boss, although that's dubious if you're not being a good boss to yourself. But at the end of the, you know, bottom line is you wanted freedom. So there are some questions for you to fill out. What does freedom mean to me and my family? And I wrote down some quick questions for you guys to be introspective, and this is sort of a prequel to getting really serious about your goal setting in five areas of life. This is right out of our book, so I'm not going to do everything here. But I want you guys to really drill down, and if you are one of our listeners or clients that are having your biggest month ever, maybe it's time for you to recalibrate some of your answers here. So what does freedom actually mean? And I wrote down the question, when I have been the most motivated in the past, it was because I... Maybe that's a positive reason. Maybe it's like Tim's story yesterday about Monet. Maybe Monet was the most motivated when the doctor said, you're so fat, I'm going to have to cut your foot off because you've developed this horrible disease. Well, Monet miraculously found his motivation. So if that's your answer, that tells you you're motivated by the loss of something. That's something to think about. I wrote down the question, three people I know who are more motivated than I am are, and the question, what makes them tick? What can I implement today to manage my motivation ebbs and flows? What works for me? What do I need to stop doing? What do I need to start doing? I'll tell you, when I get this from students, what I find, what I have to stop doing, what I need to start doing, I find a lot of people are not actually following a schedule. I find a lot of people are procrastinating things like getting their pre-listing package done, using a real presentation, things that they know will make a huge difference, but they just haven't done it yet. Which leads to the next question, what do I have to do when I don't want to do it at the highest level? What do I actually have to do? What is that thing? We talk about it on virtually every radio show. It's one of the Harris rules. We know that long-term everlasting success comes from it. But what is it? What do I have to do when I don't want to do it at the highest level? What or who do I need to get help from to get serious about it? Well, here's a thought. Join Premier Coaching and we'll help you. Stop banging your head into the wall if this is an issue for you. So those are some introspective questions, Tim, and I think that agents that avoid the answers to those are generally the agents who are stuck. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I feel sorry for these guys, honestly, Julie. I mean, they have a huge advantage that they have access to so much information, YouTube videos, so many different, you know, coaches and trainers, and you guys start using comparacoach.com, so you know what questions to ask. It's kind of like our PLP for those of you who are thinking about hiring anyone to be your coach or trainer. You'll find, stunningly enough, that most of these people that we quote-unquote compete with have never sold real estate before, as insane as that is. Anyway, so you guys are inundated with all these people trying to sell you leads and this, that system, the other thing, and what that allows you to do is it gives you an excuse to be complacent. It gives you an excuse not to actually move forward because you're spending so much time trying to sift and sort through all the Mickey Mouse that's being offered to you every single day. I bet you have three voicemails right now from fools trying to sell you leads. You guys just got to say hell no and drill down and stay focused on one thing. Remember what Jules always says, follow one course until successful. Follow one course until successful. Focus. Do that. Our system is simple. to implement it. It costs you nothing. And, guys, if you want to learn more about the coaching program, just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and sign up for a free coaching call. And when you do, we're also going to give you 6 of our free books. Next point, Julie.
Yes, so this leads me to creating some of that motivation, especially after yesterday's conversation about, by and large, people are more motivated out of fear of loss. So part of a good coach's job is to create that motivation for you, or at least to get you to drill down on that. So I wrote down practical tactical exercise. Here's a great question. This is always a fun coaching call. How much does it cost to run you? Do you even know? Here's the thought. Everyone's got a daily cost of living, daily cost of living. Just because you're breathing, eating, driving, using electricity, that's just to exist. We're not even talking about getting ahead. So this is the kind of come-to-Jesus session with your money that really drills down. And it's good for you to know, so don't avoid this. What does it cost to run you? Well, write down the cost of your monthly have-to-pay bills, things like your mortgage, your car payment, credit card payments, health insurance. Some of you guys don't have health insurance. Put that on your goals list under physical goal. You know, take care of yourself, health insurance. Auto insurance, grocery bill, credit card minimum payments, student loans. Many of you are still paying those off. Utilities, cell phone, cable or internet, your basic existence, gas for your car, and maybe something other, right? Maybe you have payments on something I didn't list. So that's a total dollar figure. If you're not sure, get into your credit cards, get into your checkbooks, get into your online banking and figure it out. You have to know what that number is. Not knowing is really like financial malpractice for yourself. So figure it out. The total is blank dollars. Divide that by 30 days in the month, on average, 30 days in the month, and that gives you a daily burn rate. In other words, it takes blank dollars per day to run you and your family. A lot of people are kind of shocked and surprised by that, right? So let's just do a simple math exercise here just to give them something to chew on. Let's say that your monthly burn rate is something like $5,000 a month. Remember, we're not talking about savings, paying things off, getting ahead, taking vacations. It's just literally running you because you exist. 5,000 divided by 30 means that you're spending $166 per day if all you do is eat, breathe, turn your lights on, drink some water, and go somewhere in your car. It's kind of shocking, right? $166. Even if you just stayed home, you're still probably spending at least that much money. Does that make sense, Tim?
Well, it does. I mean, just to break it down, guys, remember this is part of the real estate treasure map, but really this is how the essence of it is. If you know what you have to earn per month, your total household income to make the house payment, to pay the everything, right? Add it all up. And I realize that 9 out of 10 of you have never done that before. This is called Real Estate Coaching Radio. We're trying to teach all of you guys to really think of like entrepreneurs and business owners so you can start accumulating wealth and finally become rich and financially free. That is the end game that we hope all of you guys have focus on. So what we want you to do is figure out what, again, this is part of the Real Estate Treasure Map. Go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. We give this to you for free. So get the treasure map completed, and the exercise is to figure out how much money you have to earn every single month. And then what Julie's asking you to do is break that down by 30. In other words, divide how many days in the average month of 30, and that'll tell you how much money you have to earn every single day. And here's what you'll discover. When you know you have to earn $250 to $350 a day, and you don't earn $250 or $350 a day, trust me when I tell you that starts creating, ultimately, external accountability, which does create, hey, here it is, motivation. Because you'll know, today I earned $5,000, $10,000, $100,000, you know, and then tomorrow I didn't. I actually didn't earn money. That means that day in particular, you had a bad day because you didn't earn the amount of money you were supposed to have earned. That's how we want you guys to think, so you're actually having accountability and focus, and you're building the mindset of wealth accumulation. Because any day where you're not earning money, you are actually spending money, and you're going in the opposite direction in terms of building wealth. Now, eventually, where we want all of you guys to get is to the point where your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money, a.k.a. paid-off rental properties. And then when the paid-off rental properties are producing enough daily income for you, monthly income for you, you are by definition rich. Congratulations, because you've gotten to the point where you no longer have to work for money because your assets, your wealth is working for you. You guys get it? That's where we want you to get. You know, so many of you think you focus on the wrong things. I'm going to build a team. I'm going to do all this other stuff. No, just let's not. Yeah, we can can talk about that, that's fine. But what we really want you to focus on is making yourself rich, making it so your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. And despite what you might believe or have often been told, the accumulation of wealth path is protracted, takes longer when you form a team, takes longer when you deal with what so many agents are doing right now and not focusing on what matters most every single day. So if your goal, and this is really, frankly, the people that click with us, if your goal is to create true wealth where your money works for you, you no longer have to work for your money, where you, if you actually want to be rich, we're your coaching organization, because we're going to get you there the fastest, and we are going to make sure you avoid the hurdles and the pitfalls and the minefields that our industry is inundated with. So, guys, listen, we have to wrap for today. Make sure those of you who are in Premier Coaching, you attend Julie's semi-private coaching call, which starts here in about 5 minutes. If you guys need us for anything, Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. Anything at any time, we can be of any help to you. Please reach out. A lot of you guys are hundreds of you have ordered coffee cups and T-shirts. And remember, all of you have a $25 store credit. Just go to harrisrulesstore.com and put in the at checkout, put in the code Premier, and you guys will get essentially everything for free. You just have to pay the shipping and handling. But in exchange for that, we want pictures of you. You guys are not posting your pictures. Email them to me, Tim at timandjulieharris.com. Post them on our private Facebook page if you're a Premier member. But that's your end of the bargain. Remember, you guys are using the Premier code. You've agreed to basically post a picture of yourself or a video of yourself holding the coffee mug or wearing the T-shirt. And, guys, let's share the experience of helping literally thousands of you finally become rich. Let's do this together. If you need me for anything, Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.